Today is a national day of reflection to mark a year of living under pandemic and to remember all those who have died of coronavirus. Belfast Cathedral's Lives Reflected project helps us to do the same. There will be a minute's silence at noon, and people are asked to light up their doorsteps after dark. Prominent buildings and landmarks will also be illuminated across the United Kingdom. This may be a useful reminder to keep on taking the precautions that will help to keep other people healthy as well as ourselves. Perseverance continues to be the name of the game. We started these reflections on perseverance with the temptations of Jesus. We end them in the last hours of his earthly life, as he shares a Passover meal with his disciples and prepares them for all that lies beyond the traumatic events which are about to take place. This is how John's Gospel begins to recount these events. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. We could equally well translate the original Greek this way. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. I find that an amazing and moving statement of Jesus' perseverance. He never stopped loving his disciples. That might be understandable if they had been 100% supportive all the way. But read the Gospels again, and you find that time after time they just didn't get it. Time after time they failed to grasp what he was doing. They argued among themselves about which of them was the greatest. Before long they would all desert him, as he warned them. "The rest of them might, but I won't," bragged Peter, who was soon to deny 3 times that he was a disciple or that he even knew Jesus. But he never gave up on them. So the perseverance of Jesus is all about his persevering love, which endures to the end and blossoms red at the cross. George Matheson understood this when he wrote his hymn, "O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go," more than a century ago. He wrote other hymns, but this one he described as the quickest composition I ever achieved. It was done in 3 minutes. It seemed to me at the time as if someone was dictating the thought to me and also giving the expression. John's Gospel describes Jesus' persevering love for those first faltering disciples. This is also Jesus' persevering love for me. I'm no more a glittering model of discipleship than they were. The wonder of it all is that my failures are not the last word on the subject. My relationship with him is not secured by my religious track record. Wonderful, rather, that is based on a love that wilt not let me go. I invite you to know that you can say the same.